BLX Mobile monitoring.
6, BLX, KR4ACR.
I think I'm getting this right. KR4HCR and 6, Charlie Lima X-ray.
Okay.
Actually, driving home from work from Spartanburg County to Greenville County. Is it nice to see the sun? It just makes it hot. I don't know anymore. Is it summer? Is it winter? It's got me fooled.
Yeah, well, I'm going from Greenville to Spartanburg, but I agree with you. I don't know what it is.
And whatever we're getting a lot of it. Turns out to be rain lately.
Was able to get the grass cut Saturday, though.
Mine needs to be, my postage stamp, front yard, needs to be edged pretty bad. I don't think I've edged it the last 3 weeks. I get out there and get it cut, and that's about all I can get done.
We were away 2 Saturdays, had to go to something out of town, and so I missed 2 Saturdays in a row, and then it rained the next one.
Mike, by the way, about 3 weeks ago, I had this fleeting thought, maybe I should fertilize this stuff, and glad I did.
I don't have really nice grass, but I have a lot of grass and weeds.
2 seasons now. I've got a small yard, an average yard for a house, but it's a nice feeding ground for the bulls.
In the kitchen the other, I think it was Sunday, and there was a snake crawling under the fence in the backyard.
They're around. A few years back, I had one crawling along the brick, along the mortar. That was wild.
Fond of them, but it was a black snake, and they say they're supposed to be good for getting rid of other stuff, so we just left it alone.
What black snakes? We had a baby copperhead in the warehouse a few weeks ago. We got rid of that one.
I'm sure, yeah. Well, if you was anywhere near my grandkids, you'd be getting rid of it, that's for sure. Work in Spartanburg.
So I missed what you said in 6 CLX.
I just said, where do you work in Spartanburg?
About as far as you can get on the other side. You get exited business 85 and take it all the way to the last exit, Bryant Road. And then you double back on the service road or not Bunny Bread, but some bread company road. And then it's a complex of companies down there.
101 Corporate Drive.
Yep, that's it.
I'm in the courier business. We deliver all kinds of things. We deliver mail to a company right there called Marzoli. And then we used to go to something at Magna. I don't know. We take it to a different plant now. We used to go to Magna down in there.
Across the parking lot from us. That actually used to be our location 25 years ago. Then we downsized. Yeah, so we're in that parking lot where Magma was.
And we had a delivery. We took it there because that's where they had it addressed, and then it went to the place over there at New Cut Road on the corner.
85 there at New Cut. I mean, you can see it.
I
just got on 85 from the cut-in from Business 85. So I'm coming up to the Welford exit.
Well, you're not quite far enough to where it slows down, maybe. Usually slows down somewhere right around the airport or beyond.
Pelham Falls off of Pelham and Batesville, so I take 14. So I get off at the airport exit. So most days, I don't have to put up with much slowdown.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad if that's where he's going, but I have to go all the way into Greenville, and sometimes it's 3 or 4 times.
For doctor's appointments and whatnot, and I wouldn't want to do that every day.
A little bit ago, and I told him I usually come home on Wade Hampton just for that reason, because I've already been on 85 two or three times.
If this were Savannah, the 85 would be like a box of chocolates.
You say Savannah, is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah. Forrest Gump was supposed to be down there in Savannah when he was telling the story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wasn't paying attention to what you were talking about.
You never know what you get on 85.
Hampton over here to, I guess you'd call it Duncan, and cut through Duncan back to, I live in Moore, which is off 290, exit 63. But I cut through Duncan, downtown Duncan, to get there.
My fellow that hired me, my ex-president, retired in April. He lives over there in Moore. He usually would go down, well, coming from our side, he'd go down 26 and then take, oh, Lord, I can't remember the name of that road that goes down there.
One of them places that covers a lot of territory, so you can be in a lot of different ends of the county and still be in Moore.
Moore and Duncan, man. Duncan goes all the way up to Highway 101 just about.
Growing together.
You moved here 18 years ago. It was fun. You could drive out, go across to Henry on 14, drive up some of those areas. You know, in 5 minutes we'd be in cow pastures. Now it's nothing but houses.
What I said earlier, I lived for 23 years right across from a dairy farm where you could smell the cows coming and going, and they sold that. They're going to put 400 houses across the street, so I'm sure getting in and out of there in the morning will be fun.
That's why I'm getting home late today. I'm going to stay late at work because this week is the start of school. I can't get my booty up in enough time to get out to the highway there without running into school traffic. It's an eye-opener in the morning. N6CLX.
KR4ACR. Yeah, I leave at 7, but that's right in the middle of when people are leaving to go to school. Come before 7, so I have to be up.
Yeah. I'm just working stiff for a couple, 2, 3, 4 more years. Then I'm going to hang it up.
Up out of here, I got to run in this store right quick, so I'm going to be away from the radio, but nice chatting with you, Mike. My name is Terry, KR4ACR.
HCR and 6CLX. Nice to talk to you, Terry. I'll be here for a few more, but it's all right. I'll put the other radio on, N6CLX. Monitor.